and you find something. Say you looked under the couch, under the pillow there, and you found a 50-cent piece. Say to your wife, what? Look.
What's that you found?
You found some money or something.
Oh!
You say, oh my goodness, what?
What'd you say? I don't know, whether to stay waiting for her to look or not, or whether I grab it up.
Say, look at here.
Look what I found, huh?
Or look here.
Well, look here, yes. There's a lot of different ways you'd say it.
Somebody might ask you how many times you go to town. Another way they might ask would be how
often. Yeah.
And if I said, I'm not going to do it, and you weren't going to do it either, you might say, me? Or I'm not either.
Me too.
Well, you're not, though.
Huh?
You're not going to do it.
Well, I know, but then that would apply the same, wouldn't it?
I'm not going to do it, me too. Or me?
Me either.
And this is my
forehead.
And this is my left ear. This is my
right.
Would you
right ear?
And since I haven't shaved since 6 o'clock or 5:30, this is a very heavy
beard.
And my tongue is in my
mouth.
And these are my
teeth.
And this is one. Just one
false
of these.
Tooth.
Tooth. I missed. That was a real one. This false one, I think. This is false and this one's false. My teeth grow in my what?
Gums.
Some people say goom.
Well, gum, I think it's proper.
I think so. This is my hand. These are my fingers. This is my
palm. My hand.
And these are my two
fists.
I can't make one very well. I'm beating my
breast.
Yes. And these are my two
arms
or up
shoulders.
And if I had a great deal of muscle, I would be very not weak but
strong.
And a pretty old lady who gets around like she was 35, you might say she certainly is, for her age, she certainly is. She hops around like a youngster.
Active.
Spry, would you say? Somebody asks you to walk through the cemetery at midnight, and you say, oh, not me, I'm...
I'm scared, is what most of them say. I'm afraid. They are. Listen, people are afraid of dead people.
Well, you say you didn't... why you're afraid now, you didn't... 10 years ago, you didn't... You say, didn't used to be, or...
Didn't used to be afraid, well... I don't know whether there's ever been that in people's life, if they...
You wouldn't say usedn't to be afraid. I didn't. I usedn't to be afraid.
No, no. Didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm. The person who throws a match in the forest and starts a forest fire, you might say that person is very...
careless.
And could you define another word that means unusual or strange?
Odd.
That queer would be the same as that. What does queer mean? Does that mean the same as unusual, strange? Does it mean something different?
Well, I don't think it means just same as unusual. Yet it might too. There's a very broad meaning on a number of these words.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be describing a different attitude than. Unusual.
What would? What's the word that would?
Queer.
Different attitude.
Yeah.
Now, if